This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Raising young children is an exciting time and an incredibly stressful one, even under normal circumstances. The onset of the coronavirus outbreak has thrown a complicating factor into the already hectic lives of parents, especially the parents of newborns. We asked some Boston parents to tell us how they're coping with parenthood during a pandemic.
My name is Sarah Zreich, and I have one child. Her name is Isabella, and she is 13 and a half weeks. I had her on February 7th, 2020, right before the coronavirus pandemic started. I had her 3.5 weeks early. She was 5 pounds, 5 ounces when she was born and spent a week in the NICU. And I'm very grateful now that she was born a little early, given everything that happened and how things have changed for people having children during the pandemic. When we went to the pediatrician for her 2-month appointment, one of the questionnaires asked us how Isabella did with new people and being held by others. And we couldn't answer the question because she's really never been held by that many other people. I do worry at socialization and clinginess because she really hasn't had access to others in over 2 months now. She's now spent more of her life in quarantine than not. Also, Isabella failed the newborn screening for cystic fibrosis, and we were referred to Children's Hospital to see a pulmonologist. We have not been able to see a doctor. The appointment has been rescheduled 4 different times. We're waiting on a sweat test to confirm whether Isabella has the disease or not, and are obviously devastated if that's what the results end up being. Because of the coronavirus, we haven't been able to see a doctor. We've had one telehealth appointment with a genetic counselor, but haven't been able to bring her in to take the sweat test that's needed to confirm because it's deemed a non-essential appointment. How else this is affecting me as a parent? I think in many ways, hormonally and emotionally, it's really taken a toll. I think you lean on a support system more than just your partner when you have a new baby, and that has been taken away.
Another parent dealing with this new way of life is Elon Rave and his wife Ashley. They have 2 children, Erez, who's almost 3 years old, and Oren, who's 6 months.
I'm a stay-at-home dad, and so I've always been at home with our kids. But I could not have anticipated how hard this is. It's really, really hard. Earlier in the quarantine and the lockdown, I was totally on the bandwagon with a lot of people of just being really excited about cooking interesting, cool food all the time. And that has just shifted in the last week or so to just stress about, because one of the only things that we have to think about is like what meal is next. Somehow that has become more difficult. And long-term concerns, I think our family is a pretty social family. We like making friends. We like interacting with people. And a long-term concern of mine is what will be the effects of this on how people get to connect. I miss hugging people. I want to be able to hug people again. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now. I feel really uncertain. And it's an interesting thing being a parent, because I think for children, often parents are able to provide certainty in uncertain situations. And it's a really crazy place to be in right now to try to provide certainty for your kids.
And we heard from another parent of 2 children. Casey Callum and her husband Joe have 2 boys, 3-year-old Louie and 6-month-old Oliver.
I'm an occupational therapist. I work in pediatrics. Right now, I'm just taking some time off of work to be with the kids at home. And my husband works in tech in Cambridge, but right now he's also working from home. This just is not at all what I imagined my postpartum period to be. I expected to have my family around a lot and be with friends and kind of build a community in my local neighborhood in Boston, which I feel like I was just starting to do before all of this happened. And then to feel like that just got taken away has been really hard. And I think especially for those of us with little babies, it just kind of feels like we're being robbed of the postpartum period, which has been really hard. In the long term, I really do worry about kind of re-socializing. What is that going to look like for all these kids who have been at home with only their parents for months on end? How are they going to kind of reintegrate into society, basically? And just kind of thinking about lingering post-traumatic stress. This is really a traumatic experience for all of us. And I think it will be after this is all finished that we all really realize the toll it took on us. Because I think while we're in it right now, we're just trying to get through it. But I do worry about all kids. And then I think about what is the world going to be like when this ends? And what's it going to be like for these little kids who can't understand it fully? One of my favorite quotes I've seen from my favorite Instagram account for parenting, Motherhood Understood, is it's hard to feel like you're good at anything when you have to be everything right now. So I think for all parents, give yourself a break. We're being asked to do a lot, and this is not normal circumstances.
And online at WBUR.org, a single mom tells us her story, the silver lining of how the pandemic has brought her parents closer to her newborn. That's at WBUR.org.